It's Wednesday and time for Current State's Neighbors in Action segment, when we feature people and organizations working to make Greater Lansing a better place. Today we hear from Fostering Academics, Mentoring Excellence, or FAME. That's an organization here at MSU that helps students who have aged out of the foster care program to be successful in college. Here to tell us more about FAME is FAME Life Skills Coach Andrea Martineau. Welcome, Andrea. Also joining us, MSU junior and FAME student Sharonda Cheney. Hi, Sharonda.
Hi, how are you?
Andrea, what are some of the challenges that kids who age out of the foster care system face when they get to college?
Well, the challenges are similar to what every student experiences transitioning to college. It's a overwhelming and stressful and difficult time, and so these students sometimes don't have the support or other people in their lives to help them through that process. So things like filling out a FAFSA, just adjusting to college life and the expectations of the academic program can be challenging for these students, and they may not have someone kind of in their corner cheering them on through that.
How many students here at MSU were formerly in the foster care system? Do we know that?
We have identified 260 students that meet FAME eligibility, which is they've experienced foster care or kinship care. And so there's a big number of students, and those are the students that we know. There's probably more.
How many do you serve in FAME?
We serve 80 to 100 students each year.
Sharonda, tell us a little bit about your experience in the foster care system before you got to Michigan State here. What was it like?
So my experience was a little different. So I went into foster care at the age of 9. That was in Flint, Michigan. But then I moved when I was 14 to Bay City to be adopted. And so I was adopted when I was 16, but it like kind of crumbled. So technically, like, I'm not a foster care student, but so I guess technically I'm still adopted, but we don't really speak or communicate.
What was it like when you first got to campus here? What were some of the bigger challenges for you?
I think it was like kind of difficult because you kind of feel alone. Like, you didn't really know much about, I don't know, like, what you're going to do, like, if something was to happen and stuff like that. Like, when I came here, I didn't have like insurance. I honestly had forgot about FAME. Like, I saw them at Spartan Remix, and that's how I kind of reconnected with them. But it was kind of just like, kind of like feeling alone. Like, if something happened, it was just going to be like inevitable. Like, something was going to happen and you're going to have to start all over or something.
So you feel like, as Andrea pointed out, did you feel like you just didn't have the support system because you came from the background you did?
Yes, definitely. When
you got here, it can be challenging whether you come from that background or not. I imagine coming from that background is a particular challenge. Andrea, a big part of FAME is having mentors and life skills coaches like yourself.
Correct.
For students to connect with. Tell us a little bit about what kind of support mentors and coaches provide.
Sure. Our coaches are staff and graduate students, and we meet with students monthly. Students set academic and personal goals, things that they want to achieve that semester, and the coach helps them make a plan for how they're going to get there, connects them to resources on campus that will support the goal attainment, and they're really just an accountability person, someone to check in with regularly and help as you're kind of navigating different things on campus.
Yeah.
The mentors are volunteers from the community, so we have faculty and community members who volunteer to be a support person for our students. So they meet on their own, they do social activities, get together for dinner, go to movies. They're just another support person. Often our mentorship matches take on a professional focus. We try to match students with someone who's working in the field that they're studying so they can provide some professional development and opportunities for networking and
other things. Sharonda, how has having a coach and a mentor helped you adjust to college life?
It helps a lot. Andrea's actually my coach, so.
How convenient.
She actually helps me a lot with different goals like saving and basically just keeping me on track. So, and even if I set a goal, like sometimes, you know, like you forget. And she's like, hey, you know, have you been doing this? And it's like, oh, not really, but I can start, you know. So it's kind of like a reminder to just stay on top of things. So it's really appreciated, definitely. And my mentor, she's a social worker, too. And I don't know, it's amazing. Like, sometimes I ask her about things that she's doing that day or difficult cases. And so we kind of talk and kind of share experiences so I know what to expect once my time comes.
Can you share a goal that you've set for yourself?
Yeah, a goal, I'm proud of this goal. One goal that I had last spring semester was to save more money because I would just spend, and then I'd be like, okay, I don't have much for, I don't know, whatever, the important stuff. And so, like, my goal was to save, and luckily saved enough, and I got a car, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, so you hit the goal. You can probably mentor a few adults now that you've picked up that skill. We're talking with Andrea Martineau and Sharonda Cheney here about the Fostering Academics Mentoring Excellence, or FAME, organization here at Michigan State University on Neighbors in Action. Andrea, besides coaching and mentoring, you talked about what other kinds of support that FAME provides, but there's a social aspect that I want to get to here with this program. This is where students can connect with each other. Why is that important?
I think, you know, like Sharonda talked about, it can feel isolating. The experience of foster care, you can feel kind of alone. You can feel like you're the only person going through this experience, which we know is not the case. And so when students connect with their peers at FAME events and they realize that they're not alone, that there are other people who've had similar experiences, who know what it's like, often we'll see students see someone at a FAME event that they may have in a class, or they may live on the same floor and they didn't know that they had that shared experience. And so it's an interesting moment where they realize, oh, you're part of FAME too. And it just kind of connects them and gives them a bond that is really powerful.
Is that kind of thing happened to you, Sharonda?
So, like I said, like when I first came, I was kind of, a little shy, kind of like, wow, this is weird. Especially when you see like parents and grandparents like helping students move in.
Yeah.
It's like my caseworker helped me move into my dorm. So it's kind of like a lone feeling. But going to FAME and seeing everyone there, it definitely like kind of helps. And then people are more open to speak with you about different experiences. So you kind of like know that you share experiences and kind of support and help each other.
Another one of those experiences was the FAME summer camp that connects high schoolers who are about to age out of the foster care system. Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, that's great, too. So I've connected with, I guess they're still in high school, students who were here last summer. That was my first summer being a camp counselor, and I really like that program. I think it opens the eyes to high schoolers that college is possible. And so, I don't know, it's really great. I even went to that camp my junior year of high school, and so that helped me realize that I can apply as independent on my FAFSA and that college was something that I could afford, especially since I wasn't talking to my adoptive parents.
I imagine kids in foster care just may not have the luxury of the time to think about something like college.
Right.
I mean, their lives are just, they just face other challenges that doesn't leave them the time to think about college. Is that the case?
Yes. Often there's a lot of disruption during the high school years that make it difficult for them to think about their future.
Where does FAME get funding for its programs, Andrea?
We are part of the School of Social Work here at MSU, so they provide a lot of our organizational support. We have a lot of generous faculty and alumni who support our program, and we also have a contract with the Department of Human Services to provide the life skills coaching.
Sharonda, you're actually training to be a social worker and work with kids in the foster care system, I understand. What about your experiences motivated you to pursue that as a career?
I think for the most part, I think it's just because, like, my adoption failed. And I don't know. Like, I kind of feel like if I had a caseworker, like, not that it could have been prevented or that, like, something could have been done to maybe stop it or, like, offer us some sort of support when it was, like, crumbling. But at first, I wanted to be a gynecologist, or not a gynecologist, an obstetrician, ironically. And then I saw birth, and I was like, oh, no, that's not at all what I want to do. And so, like, my senior year of high school, like, I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do, but I was still in this health technology course. And so, like, I knew I hated the hospital, but I think while going through all of that experience, like, I was still living with them, but we weren't speaking at all. And so, like, it kind of transformed me to wanting to be a social worker.
Well, it's been very interesting to learn about this, and your career goal is extremely commendable. I'm sure from your experience, you can help other young people avoid some of the challenges that you've had to face, and they'll be better for it. We've been talking about FAME, a program that helps MSU students who have aged out of the foster care system adjust to college life. We've been joined today by MSU junior and FAME student Sharonda Cheney and FAME life skills coach Andrea Martineau. Thanks to both of you for joining us, and good luck. Current State is looking for more nominations for our Neighbors in Action feature. Please help us out and email us your suggestions to currentstate@wkar.org. Please put Neighbors in Action in the subject line, or you can tweet us at KAR Current State. Tell us a little bit about why you think they should be featured for the great work that they do.